$1 for the first, $1 for the biggest, and $1 for the most. It's a common phrase used by anglers everywhere. Do you measure your angling accomplishments in dollars and cents? Or is there more to it than that? We'll find out on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
fisheries biologist with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, Tom Brook Jr., drops by to give us his perspective on competitive fishing. Fishing industry icon and tournament angler Tom Brook Sr. is on hand to talk about the importance of competitive angling in the recreational fishing industry, plus the Quebec Outfitters featured destination of the week, and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time on the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all Polaris and all on sale during the XP sales event. Get rebates as high as $1,400 with a free one-year warranty on every new machine. Sportsman 570s get an $800 rebate. Save $1,000 on Ranger XP 900, the world's top utility side-by-side. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 4/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com, or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of Fish Crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Hey everybody, Mike D here from South Bend Slunkerville. Don't forget to be a part of North America's largest fishing derby, the 35th annual Orillia Perch Festival in Orillia, Ontario. It's 22 days of fun and fishing from April 18th till May 9th. there's over $50,000 in cash prizes available. And other big prizes, including a brand new Lund boat and a $3,500 shopping spree at Walmart. So come on down and say hi and go out and catch you some perch. For complete information, go to Aurelia.com.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. Have you ever competed in a fishing derby or tournament? Maybe you've seen big elaborate bass boats with sponsor logos in tow while you're heading to the cottage. So how big is competitive fishing? Well, the Great Ontario Salmon Derby attracts 22,000 anglers per season. And south of the border, Bassmaster Magazine has a closed, yes, closed subscription of over 500,000 people. Yep, this is big stuff.
So Tom Brook Jr. is with me today, son of Tom Brook Sr. from obviously from Shimano, Canada. And I was just talking to you about the fact that I met your dad back in, I don't know, 1983, something like that, some 31 years ago. But what the time when you were born?
That was exactly the time when I was born, yeah.
So on today's show, we are talking about tournaments, fishing tournaments and all that type of stuff. We're going to get your dad on a little bit later. And your dad, as I was alluding to you, was a real trailblazer. Corporately, he was involved in tournaments. He helped develop the live release boats, really made a big difference in the industry. Growing up in that environment myself and running a tournament series, I was exposed to the research end of it in a small degree. And some of that research that I can remember was Allison Babin's radio telemetry on largemouth bass in Rice Lake. And then, of course, the big one, which was the Harkness Lab on Opiongo, and that was smallmouth movements. And from what I can remember, really favorable stuff. But what can you tell me about studies past and you know, this is an area of expertise of yours. What can you chime in on that type of topic?
The lab that I had the experience with was Bruce Tufts' lab at Queen's University.
Right. Okay.
So it was more of a physiology lab, and so that's the lab that did the research behind the water weigh-in system that they have now.
Yeah.
So that was a predecessor of mine, Corey Suskey, who I think he works in Syracuse. He's a prof down there. Most of my knowledge there is just related to,
what happens to a fish when you put it in a plastic box and drive down the lake?
Yeah, there's that. And then a lot of it was air exposure, right?
Okay.
Air exposure and the amount of time that it takes for that to actually have an effect on the fish.
So if I catch a bass or any kind of fish, and I pick that fish up, mm-hmm. there's a certain, it's like sticking our head underwater. I guess you could say
it is, and there's an extension to that because
okay.
you know, like so you have the gill arch. There's that kind of that bony structure, and then the gill arch have filaments off of it, the red filaments.
Yes,
and each of those filaments are spread out into these little lamellae. They're almost like discs. If you were to cross section the gill filament, and those discs, like they're tiny pieces of flesh, and what they do is, you know, if they're taken out of water, if they're taken out of suspension, they collapse.
Okay.
And they don't necessarily stand back up. It depends on how the fish is moved, et cetera.
Okay.
So that's why some people think that, you know, moving the fish around might help.
Oh, I see. Because I've seen that where they move them back and forth.
Move them back and forth. That's a current study that's going on right now. If the figure eight is more effective than the front and back.
Okay. Well, that brings up a great question it's great because for a layman like me, one thing I was always told that was, okay, so you catch your fish. In this case, it was bass. You take it off the hook, and when you let the fish go, don't just put it gently in the water. Let it splash in the water because it's kind of like you diving in the water, and when you get that first kind of quick breath, it'll cause the fish to take a quick breath. And is that true? Is there any truth to that?
I've seen some pretty extreme versions of that where people literally dart the fish.
I never did that, but they always said just drop it in the water.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen anything concrete on that, honestly.
Okay.
What I do know is, like I was saying about the lamellae kind of collapsing.
Right.
Depending on whether or not those stand back up, that's going to have a bit of an impact on the amount of surface area for gas exchange.
Okay.
So that's, there can be longer lasting impacts. There's a potential there. It depends on a lot of things, though. It depends on water temperature when you bring the fish back in.
Sure. What if you're ice fishing? Will they freeze?
Yeah. Yeah, sure they'll freeze.
Yeah.
Fast, too, depending on the air temperature, of course. But, you know, you take a fish out of the water for, you know, almost any period of time in minus 20.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some damage.
So obviously you wouldn't want to have a live release tournament on the ice. I don't think there is such a thing, but I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of pressures you'd have to deal with. There'd be a lot of forethought that would have to go into it to maintain a good degree of survivability on those fish. Because it's like hosting in inclement weather, you know, or in the depth of the summer when, you know, water temperatures are super high. You've got issues you got to deal with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and I mean, really, in a way, that's always been kind of common sense that when you do handle a fish to release it, you want to handle it as least as possible. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to take some care. And you know what? If things aren't looking good, you're best off eating that fish, you know, for that matter.
Yeah.
So you've obviously been part of these type of studies. You've got a little bit of knowledge on some of the current ones that are going on. I alluded to Harkness, which was a study where they actually tested the movement of smallmouth bass. And from what I can remember, they physically caught these fish and they put radio trackers on them or in them, so to speak. I don't know why I think there was 8 fish for some reason. And they released them, and they released them from a central place other than where they had caught them to see if they would return. And from what I recall, 7 out of 8 of those fish returned within the span of maybe 7 days. Now, these studies were done a long time ago. I think you'd mentioned to me earlier that maybe they were continuing on with some studies like this.
Yeah, I think they're expanding on these studies, as far as I'm aware, on Lake Ontario.
Okay.
Using more or less a tournament subpopulation of large-bodied smallmouth bass in Lake Ontario.
Right.
And so this is on the Canadian side of things. And
it's a utilized biomass of smallmouth that these tournament anglers are using. Mm-hmm. It's one cross section of large adult fish.
Yeah.
And are they using radio telemetry or is
it? I believe they're using radio telemetry. It makes the most sense.
Right.
Now, one thing that, you know, would play into that, the effectiveness of the study is the battery life.
Yeah.
With these large-bodied fish, you can have radio tags that'll last you years, literally, depending on how often they go off, how often they emit a radio signal.
Right.
And you can play with that a little bit. But the fish are large-bodied. Like, they're going to be over 3 pounds, probably, the ones that they'd select. And you could put a radio, like I mentioned, yeah, you could put a radio tag in that could last literally years. So you could get a lot of data out of these things. It depends on a lot of factors too, you know, like how much field time you have.
More from Tom Brook Jr. and fishing tournaments in Ontario when we return with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime?
Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of Fish Crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and you're listening to my chat with fisheries biologist from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, Tom Brook Jr., on fishing tournaments.
Exactly. And I think eventually, and I mean just speaking from my own experience, I think with Allison Babin's studies, and I don't have them in front of me, but I think that they basically indicated that, you know, largemouths were somewhat of a homebody. They liked to stay where they stayed, and they didn't do a lot of moving around. So if you let them go in a suitable habitat, they were likely to just stay there. With that being said, though, we have seasonal movements of these fish. And I mean, they're not going to sit under these lily pads in a foot of water when it freezes up in the winter. So these fish eventually end up out off of points, and they find their way along shorelines. And from I found at my own dock at my house, I've actually caught fish that I'm sure were the same fish from the year before that I'd seen caught by fishermen, like bass boats and stuff. So I think maybe it's they all find their way, or some of them find their way back. It's just how long does it take them to find their way back,
yeah,
you know?
It's probably a matter of what they run into on the way. I mean, if they hit some good habitat with lots to forage on, then they're probably not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's path of least resistance, probably. I mean, again, this is just conjecture, but...
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But this relates to tournaments.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And as you mentioned, you know, largemouth, and we were kind of talking about it earlier,
yeah,
the difference between the largemouth and the smallmouth.
Absolutely.
And in a lake like Lake Ontario, you get these smallmouth that have these really, really defined seasonal behaviors, like kind of late fall season when they go out into open water and suspend.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're going to congregate to an extent then.
Yes.
So, like, you're just going to have these seasonal implications.
Yeah. So how does that all play into it? So that'll be really interesting to see how those studies play out. And I think for the purposes of today's interview, it's really important for me to let the listeners know that, hey, we're on top of this kind of stuff. And to let them know, too, that I guess, you know, I started fishing tournaments probably in the early 80s. And the fishing, from what I can see in the Kawartha Lakes, hasn't changed a lot. In fact, I'm seeing a lot more larger fish than what I've seen in the past. The fishing quality that I encounter out there, I can't honestly say it's any worse than it was 30 years ago. It wasn't bad 30 years ago. I'm saying it's as good.
That's a great observation. I mean, one thing I just got me thinking about there too was from a research perspective, tournaments are an amazing opportunity. Not only do you have access to a ton of samples, like length samples, weight samples, DNA samples, condition factor type stuff.
Yeah.
Physiology. We take a lot of blood samples from fish.
Yeah.
And like a huge number of fish and a huge number of these large bodied fish. But also, you know, you're tapping into these really avid anglers and their ability to access these fish.
Absolutely.
You take the average, you know, grad student researcher and they don't have the skill set necessarily or the equipment to access that fishery on the Great Lakes. It takes a lot of experience, it takes a lot of expertise, and it takes really high quality equipment.
Yeah.
So it's a great resource for researchers. And so in that way, tournaments are an amazing thing.
Yeah. And that's good because it's important that we work together to make sure that the fisheries are kept sustainable, which I think they're doing a brilliant job of as it is. Now, obviously your dad fished in tournaments. He was, like I say, a real trailblazer in the tournament industry. Corporately, Shimano was there and is there and always will be there when it comes to taking care of our fisheries. And your side of the coin has been from the research end, obviously. And your fishing preferences, are they different? Do you like getting in a big bass boat in the morning, or do you have something, or do you even like fishing for that matter?
I do like fishing.
Okay.
I'm a very avid fisherman. I guess I've always enjoyed going out tournament fishing. It is a lot of fun. But I only do it periodically, usually just with my dad. It's a great experience. Blast off is a lot of fun.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's a cool experience. There's a lot of energy in the air, and weigh-ins are a lot of fun too. I've done some work around tournaments, you know, outside of research, just setting up sound systems, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And traveling around with the road show kind of deal.
Okay.
And then, you know, growing up around tournaments, we spent all of our summers.
Oh, I can imagine.
Chasing tournaments around, yeah. Which was a great way to grow up, honestly.
With Jeff and Michelle. And,
A lot of fun. It was a great way to see parts of Ontario my challenge in fishing, or the challenge I've kind of made for myself, I guess, is trying to go after different species.
Right.
Go
okay.
after, you know, it's part of the adventure is finding new areas. Mm-hmm. Exploring parts of Ontario is something that I want to be doing more of. And trying to catch different species based on, you know, their characteristics, their life characteristics.
So, yeah, a little different, eh? You're taking a different trail than Dad, but you're kind of in the same room.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a lot of fun to go out, you know, opening season walleye. We make a point of going up to the same spot every year and going after them with pretty much the same gear we've been using for the last decade.
And they go there and meet you there.
Yeah.
And bite the same lures every year.
Sometimes. If the snow's blowing hard enough, yeah.
Well, let's face it, they are a willing participant.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a lot of fun to get out of your wheelhouse, I think, and try some new things and explore around a little bit. Ontario is an amazing resource. There's so many areas to explore. You'd never be able to do it in a single lifetime.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Tom Jr.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It was a
lot
of fun.
We'll have you back again sometime. Maybe you can bring some more research stuff in for us and let our listeners know what's going on in the science side of things.
Sounds great.
Take care.
Okay, thank you.
We will return with some fishing tournament history with Tom Brooks Sr. after these important words from our sponsors.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season. from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof. They're all at your Polaris dealer, and they're all on sale now during the Polaris XP sales event. For a limited time, rebates go as high as $1,400, and every new machine comes with a free one-year warranty. Take home a legendary Sportsman 570 ATV and get an $800 rebate. Or save $1,000 on Ranger XP 900, the world's top utility side-by-side. This is the perfect time to search the world's biggest off-road lineup and find the machine to match your passion for the off-road. It's the Polaris XP sales event. Rebates as high as $1,400 with a free one-year warranty on every new machine. Today is the best day to get Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs at your Polaris dealer. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 4/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. So how did competitive fishing get started in Ontario? Well, in my modern-day memory, the first bass tournament was held in Rondeau Bay, and I remember the Molson Big Fish contest back in the early 1970s. Joining me today is Tom Brook, retired from Shimano Canada, I believe. Is that correct, Tom?
That's right. 4 years as of the beginning of January.
Wow. And I believe I've known you for 31 years now, thereabouts.
Yeah, that number's just about right.
I think you were involved in the hockey industry, and you, when I first met you, you were just making your move into the fishing industry.
That's right, yeah. I started working when I was 3 years of age, so I'm just in my mid.
Well, that makes sense. So what drew you to the fishing industry? Obviously, you started with the Shimano.
Yeah, well, it really wasn't a draw towards the fishing industry. I was working in the hockey business. I was running more or less my own business as a commissioned sales rep. That didn't work out so well, so I went to work for a distributor, and that was kind of okay. But then the opportunity to come to work for Shimano was there. And, of course, like many people in the industry, Shimano is well known for its cycling. This job happened to entail starting up the fishing division for Shimano in Canada, and it was more a case of having the opportunity to work for a quality company like Shimano than it was whether it was going to be bike or fishing.
Right.
Of course, once you get into the fishing industry, recognizing that there's a difference between the sport of recreational fishing and the business of recreational fishing, I had an opportunity to spend a little more time in and around guys like yourself and the Violas and the Yuzumis and so on back in the formative days, and I also got into the fishing heavily as well.
Right.
So there was both the business connection and the heritage activity of fishing, and it just went from there, and it has been a wonderful ride.
Yeah, well, you know what? You made a great decision, and in hindsight, from what I can remember with the Shimano reels when they first came on the market, a few things that really stood out, and you know, a lot of our listeners won't remember this because they were not old enough, but I do remember, is the quick fire casting system, which was something that was very unique and something that was new. and the no-fail bale spring. And growing up as kids, these bale springs would be like a coat hanger. You bend it, and it would break. And you just have to go and buy these bale springs all the time. Well, Shimano started this no-fail bale system, which quite simply worked on the principle of a ballpoint pen spring, which compresses and expands and literally lasts longer than the pen does. And I think in most cases lasted longer than the reels do.
Yeah, it was a terrific innovation. Do you remember the ad where we had a guy in a scientific suit, and his name was Dr. No-Fail?
Yes.
And, you know, and if you think about it now, you know, in those days, that was pretty innovative marketing. Now you kind of look at it and go, oh, my.
Yeah.
it got the point across. But, see, what really intrigued me was the fact that Shimano was really well known for their Bantam 100 and Bantam 1000 baitcasters, the teardrop-style, low-profile baitcasters that they first came up with. And that's how I got into the tournament side of things, because baitcasters and tournament bass fishing just go hand in hand.
Yes.
And the spinning reels kind of came along as a necessity, because in the Canadian market, if you're not successful with spinning, you're just simply not going to become a big company.
Yeah, precisely. And I do remember those reels. In fact, one thing I remember that was kind of unique to them back then was the fact that they had the 100, 200, but they had the 201, 101. So they actually had, I don't know if you want to call left hand. That's another story. That's another topic to discuss. But you could get it either hand, you know, on the reels.
Yeah.
And that wasn't available on most reels were what they call southpaws. They were a left-handed, right-handed crank, and that's the way they came.
Yeah, if you cast with your right hand, you had to change hands to reel with your right hand.
Yeah.
You know, and if you think back to what made it particularly uncomfortable was some of almost all of the bait casters were relatively, the rods were relatively short, and they had what they call a pistol grip. I mean, you could go through stores all across southern Ontario now, and I doubt you'll ever see a pistol grip, but
no.
In those days, you really couldn't use two hands to cast. It was just a one-handed thing, and you had to literally grow up using the old-style Shakespeare True Line baitcasters and so on and so forth to be able to even get the whole gig going. Well, for people that were used to using Mitchell 300 spinning reels and some of the older Zebcos and some of the Garcia reels, the Cardinals, well, they wanted to retrieve with their left hand, and that just made sense to engineer reels so that you could use the left hand to reel, so you could cast with your right and reel with your left, and that. It was huge for us up in Canada. It was a great innovation.
More from Tom Brook and his history with tournaments in Ontario when we return with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. call. Toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat-bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Welcome back to the voice of Ontario Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and you're listening to My Chat with Tom Brook on his history with tournaments in Ontario.
Obviously, so you get involved with this great company and everything's going along, and you not only you made the jump to tournaments, but Shimano did. Shimano was really, and I'll use the word trailblazer between you and Shimano again, because both you and the company were real innovators in the live release boats. And how did this all come to be?
Well, it started off from the business need. When Yoshi Shimano gave myself and the late Jean-Guy Martin the opportunity to do something with Shimano in Canada, we went the traditional route. The traditional sales route was going through regional distributors. So the company would sell to the distributor, and then the distributor sales reps would go out and sell to the retailers. Well, that was foreign to me coming in the hockey business, because we sold retailers directly. Well, the problem that we had when we first started was that, you know, Cardinal reels, Mitchell 300s, mm-hmm. All those, you know, the Ambassador reels were very, very well established. They were well serviced by the distributor network. We couldn't get our product on the market. So we were looking for a way to promote our reels. So we did two things at the same time. We started selling most retailers directly, and we saw competitive bass fishing, because of our experience with the low-profile bait casters, as an area that we could market our product to a growing segment of the population. And if you remember back in the early 80s, glittery bass boats were something that was very new, and if you saw one, boy, I'll tell you, you wanted to have one. And
absolutely.
Those are the, kind of the golden years, if you will, when you know, horsepower started to take off, and he kind of, you know, you wore a tournament shirt, then you felt like a NASCAR driver on the water.
Absolutely.
It was terrific. It was a terrific growth period. But along with that that marketing came a realization by us at Shimano Canada that, you know, we're using a public resource. So we felt that we had some level of resource responsibility to make sure that after we came in and practice live release on the tournaments, that the fish were being handled as well as they could so that it didn't negatively impact the local populations, the local cottagers on their own lake. Mm-hmm. And that's what led to better fish handling, live release boats, water weigh-in systems, all the research that we've done over the past 25 or 30 years with Queen's University and the Harkness Laboratory and stuff like that. And it was that sense that from a corporate social responsibility perspective, you had to reinvest from which you were making your living,
right?
And I think I think part of the Shimano Canada success is the people respected that, or at least I think they did.
Well, I think
I'm pretty sure they do.
Absolutely. Well, you were leaders. I mean, innovators, and kind of still are. And in terms of the research end of it, it's something that we've discussed on today's show, along with your son. This is an ongoing thing. This isn't something that you just started and that you just invented and that was it. This is an ongoing thing, and it's providing people an opportunity to go out and have some fun fishing and take care of the fishery too. So, I mean, kudos to Shimano and, of course, yourself for that. Now, while you're doing all this, you got bitten by the tournament bug yourself.
Oh, did I? But it, you know, truth to tell, it started off with the whole NASCAR sense of things. You know, I remember the first tournament, I was taken off on the on a blast, literally a blast off.
Yep.
The old look over your shoulders.
We'd line them up across the lake.
Yeah. Yeah. Let them fly. And I remember I was right beside Bob and Wayne Izumi, and that was before we even were sponsoring them. That's when they were with Zebco, and off goes the gun. And off we go, and I'm racing along with one of my good friends from the Amherstburg area down around Windsor, and we had absolutely no idea where to go. but we had an opportunity to race with Bob Izumi, so we're on the tri-lace. We race all the way up to Buckhorn. He finally stopped and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "We have no idea where we're going, but we just wanted to see if we could beat you."
But, yeah, that's part of it, eh?
Oh, it was part of it, and we did get pretty silly. I mean, 18-foot boats with 200 horse motors on it.
Now,
you know, just a little over spec in those days. And I'm glad that there's a lot more common senses into it now. But you see the products that are out on the market now, and they're just spectacular.
Really, yeah.
You know, that's what got me into it. And then and if you have any kind of a competitive instinct, at all, and you like to fish. Competitive fishing is just so much fun because you're competing, if you will, against the fish and against other anglers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no question, a lot of tournaments in Canada are team sports. And if you've got the right partner, you have a blast in the boat because you're competing against your own partner.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know,
and it's just such a wonderful way. And for the stress that went along with the job, and I know a lot of your listeners are going to say, how in the world can you have a stressful job when you're in the fishing business? Trust me, there's a business side of it. It wasn't all about... It was the best way I knew to just let the stress go. You get out on the water at the start of the morning, you got the exhilaration of getting to your spot, catching your first fish, the culling, the fish management, the time management, managing... your own psyche, watching other guys around you smoking you.
Yeah.
You know? So it's the whole package. And you cut, by the end of the day, you're tired, but you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I seldom participated. I played a lot of sports in my life, but there's few that equate the pure exhilaration and joy that I had out of competitive fishing,
yeah.
Especially when I had a chance to do it with my son.
Yeah, and he alluded the same thing to me, too. I mean, if it involved you, the blast-offs, the weigh-ins, all for it. Without you in the picture, it sounds to me like you'd rather be fly fishing.
Oh, yeah. Tom really enjoys doing the edgy kind of stuff, you know, going out in the middle of the night to try and catch a specific kind of catfish or out carp fishing or out fly fishing for smallmouth or something a little bit different. But when we get together in the boat for a tournament, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And he may not even remember it, but the very first bass tournament that I won, major tournament that I won, was with him when he was 5 years old out of Valley Field, Quebec.
That's
and
amazing.
It was such a thrill, especially watching him go up. They handed out cash in those days for the first prize. And, of course, his name's Tom Brook, too. And they did it at one of the anglers, so all the guys were in Quebec. We were up in the one of the anglers' clubhouses, and all the guys are sitting there, and there goes five-year-old Tom up to the front of the stage, and all you can see is his Montreal Expos hat popping by the tables with all these very serious anglers. Up goes the hand, he shakes the hand, up goes the hand, he gets $1,000 cash, he walks back. He comes back to the table, and he's already got it split in half.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. He's an analytical mind, that's for sure.
That's right. Well, I got even with him. Sorry, Tom, $100 Toys R Us, knock yourself out.
Yeah, exactly. Hey. Well, and you know what? That's the nice thing about fishing and competitive fishing is, you know, the sum of all our parts are the memories we make, and you've made a lot of them, my friend, I'll tell you what, and they've all been good ones in my book.
Well, thank you. And, you know, you shouldn't exclude yourself and all that you've done too. If you were quite a trailblazer in the tournament side of things for many, many years yourself, you know, there, if you, a note to the listeners, if you think that one or two or three or four people can't make a difference, well, they can. And you were one of the guys that helped out, so I've always appreciated that, Randy.
Well, thanks, Tom, and it's nice talking to you. We'll be touching base soon. You take care.
Thanks, Randy. It's great talking to you.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back with the Quebec Outfitters Featured Destination of the Week and more on today's Angler & Hunter Radio.
Angler & Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof. They're all at your Polaris dealer, and they're all on sale now during the Polaris XP sales event. For a limited time, rebates go as high as $1,400, and every new machine comes with a free one-year warranty. Take home a legendary Sportsman 570 ATV and get an $800 rebate. Or save $1,000 on Ranger XP 900, the world's top utility side-by-side. This is the perfect time to search the world's biggest off-road lineup and find the machine to match your passion for the off-road. It's the Polaris XP sales event. Rebates as high as $1,400 with a free one-year warranty on every new machine. Today is the best day to get Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs at your Polaris dealer. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 4/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Hey everybody, Mike D here from South Bend Slunkerville. Don't forget to be a part of North America's largest fishing derby, the 35th annual Orillia Perch Festival in Orillia, Ontario. It's 22 days of fun and fishing from April 18th till May 9th. There's over $50,000 in cash prizes available and other big prizes, including a brand new Lund boat and a $3,500 shopping spree at Walmart. So come on down and say hi and go out and catch you some perch. For complete information, go to Orillia.com.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings.
Joining me today is Leah Farrar from Oscar Lake Outfitters. How are you doing, Leah?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm glad it's spring, and I'm looking forward to doing some trout fishing, and I thought it'd be a great idea to get in touch with you guys and find out all about Oscar Lake Lodge. What can you tell me about the fishing opportunities that you have up there?
We have about 30 lakes. We have streams. We have river. So we have 30 lakes that will be for speckled trout and lake trout, and you can also fish the walleye and the northern pike. So
okay.
There's four different species. We have the biggest exclusive territory in Haute-Mauricie. We have 234 kilometers per foot, so it's a great place to go fishing and hunting. It's very there's a great variety.
So there's a good variety of fish and brook trout right to northern pike and walleye and that sort of thing. As far as hunting opportunities, do you have hunting packages available?
Sure. We have moose hunting and small game hunting.
Okay.
So this is during the fall, and it's great. We have exclusive territory for a group of 4 to 8 persons, and they have about 20 kilometers square foot exclusive territory. So it's very big, and there's great opportunity for moose hunting.
That's great. And you have tags, obviously, for the moose, for the clients?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. So now for our listeners, how would they get to your lodge? How accessible is it? Do they need to fly in? Can they drive there?
No, they can drive with a normal car. You don't need to have a truck. The roads are great. It's about 1 hour from Lac-Tuc.
Okay.
I would say 4 hours from Montreal, and you can access directly your cottages with your car.
Very, very nice. Now, they're housekeeping cottages, are they?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And it's 4-star, so there's no neighbors. There's about 1 kilometer in between of each, so it's very private.
Oh,
you have
nice.
Your private beach in front with your dock, your boats, and everything that you need for your stay.
That's amazing. So it's very private then.
Yes, it is.
That's
it is.
Great. And how about for pets, Leah? Can we bring our pets with us?
Sure, of course. Pets are allowed. We're a friendly pet environment, so there's no problems with it.
And as far as bringing supplies, obviously we want to bring our fishing or hunting gear, depending on what we're doing. For clothing we need to bring, but is there anything else that we need to bring other than our equipment?
Your food and the bedding for the bed.
Okay.
So that's pretty much it. Even if you're like a beginner for fishing, we also have some for rent. We can also introduce you to fishing. We have guides on place that are there to help beginners for fishing.
That's
perfect.
That's perfect. So if somebody wanted to come up with their family and do a little bit of fishing and get a guide and learn about fishing, they could do that as well.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Oh, that's perfect. So how can our listeners find out more information about Oscar Lake Outfitters?
You can go on our website, which is www.oscar-ferrar.com, or you can simply call me at 514-939-3673. We're also on Facebook. The name is La Pourvoirie du Lac Oscar.
Okay, that's perfect. And you know what? I looked up some information this morning, and the cabins are absolutely beautiful. Did you build them yourself?
It's actually my dad who built them all.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Well, that's a brilliant job on the cabins, and I encourage the listeners to look up Oscar Lake Outfitters on the internet, and just a wonderful place to go. Thank you very much for joining us today, Leah.
It was my pleasure. Thank you again.
Last week, I was on hand for the 5th birthday of the OFAH Mario Cortolucci Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center birthday. I had a chance to talk to one of the many school excursions that visit the center each year, and here's what they had to say.
We have a classroom here today, and the classroom belongs to Donna Melnick. Donna, the name comes as a familiar name. Any relation to Mike Melnick?
I am. Mike is my husband.
So for our listeners, when you hear Angler & Hunter Radio is brought to you by and on today's show, and that's Mike Melnick's wonderful voice. He certainly has a gifted voice.
He does.
Now, what prompted you to bring all these kids to the Heritage Center today?
I would say Mike did.
Mike did.
Yeah, he brought a brochure home and he said, you have to take your class to see this place.
Yeah.
Because he's been here a few times.
And any thoughts?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's amazing. Yeah. It's overwhelmingly way more than I would expect it to be.
And it really is a lot more than just hunting and fishing, isn't it?
Well, it's conservation. It's science.
Yeah, yeah, it's everything that you could imagine in the outdoors. And Simon is one of the students today. How are you doing?
Good.
What's your favorite part of today so far, other than lunch?
The Arctic exhibit.
Oh, the Arctic exhibit. So that is the polar bear?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you looking forward to for the rest of the day?
Scales and tails.
And they are?
Garter snakes.
Garter snakes. Do they bite?
No.
And they're really friendly. They're used to kids, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, do you like fishing?
Yes.
Yeah? How about hunting?
No.
Don't like hunting?
No.
I like fishing better myself. So what's your favorite part of today so far?
The scavenge hunt.
Yeah? And what did you find?
A polar bear.
A polar bear? How do you hide a polar bear? So what is the most, other than the polar bear, what is the most interesting thing that you've ever found outside in your whole lifetime? Did you ever find money or anything?
No.
Well, that's no good.
But at my school I did.
Did you? Yeah, and did you bring it back in and tell somebody that you found it, or did you just keep it and buy candy with it?
Just keep it and buying candy?
That's what I would do, too. You know what, Ryan? You are the most honest kid I've ever met. That is for sure. How old are you, Hazel?
6, almost 7.
And what do you like better, outdoors or indoors?
Outdoors, yeah.
Do you like bugs or animals better?
Animals. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite part of being at the Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center today?
The games.
The games, yeah. Now, did you notice we have a pond, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went fishing in here before.
Oh, did you? And did you catch a fish? Yeah? What kind of fish was it?
Rock bass, I think.
A rock bass. Very nice. Congratulations, Hazel. How are you doing today, Ryla?
Good.
That's good. So, what has been the most exciting part of your excursion here today?
The scavenger hunt.
And what, don't tell me you found a polar bear, too.
No.
What did you find? An elephant?
No.
Can you say happy birthday to Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center? 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday, Heritage Center!
The Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, Mario Cordellucci Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center, boasts a large collection of Canadian wildlife on display, an impressive antique lure and decoy exhibit, and a chance to see Ontario's warm water fish live in our giant Shimano aquarium. We also host a variety of programs and facility bookings for all ages. Maribeth and Jessica invite you to visit the Heritage Center with your family, class trip, or visitor group to experience the importance of conserving what we have now for the future. For more information, call 705-748-6324. Tournament anglers will invest hundreds of thousands of dollars in a lifetime quest to win a local derby or tournament. Some angling icons, such as Kevin Van Dam, have surpassed the $6 million mark in lifetime earnings, catching little green bass. Any competitive derby or tournament that does not impact the fisheries in a negative way and puts money back into the resource get a big thumbs up from yours truly. Until next time, be safe. I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler & Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrboradio.com.